Canton fire officials say a home sustained heavy damage when a blaze broke out Wednesday afternoon. Crews were called around 1 p.m. to the 600 block of Union Avenue Southwest. They found flames on the rear of the two-story structure. Three people were fleeing the home. One woman was taken to Altman Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The house will likely be torn down. The fire's cause is under investigation. Stark County commissioners have put a replacement Children's Services levy on the May 6th ballot. Wednesday's action concerns a five-year 1.4 mil tax. The existing levy was passed by voters in 2019. It generates about $12.7 million annually. Commissioner Richard Regula says the replacement would raise roughly $18 million. Officials with Job and Family Services have cited rising operating costs. Commissioners also agree to advertise for bids for a chip and seal road resurfacing project. The estimated cost, $1.1 million. Stark County IT building will undergo a partial renovation. Wednesday, commissioners approved a resolution for a professional services agreement with Modern Meadows Architects. The budget will be determined following an assessment. The IT facility located on 4th Street Northeast in downtown Canton. The work will focus on two floors. Commissioners also acknowledged the filing of an annexation. The City of North Canton plans to annex nearly 3 acres of city-owned property near Wise and Whipple Avenues in Jackson Township. A Massillon man headed to prison after pleading guilty to smuggling drugs and checked baggage. 26-year-old William Hartson was sentenced last week to 10 years behind bars by Judge Benita Pearson in Youngstown Federal Court. In March 2024, Hartson and 29-year-old Dalvin Rogers flew from Los Angeles to Cleveland. A police dog alerted security personnel to the presence of controlled substances in their baggage. Agents searched and found nearly 17 pounds of cocaine. Rogers, who is from Cleveland, pleaded guilty in August to charges of conspiracy and possession with intent to distribute controlled substances. He was sentenced to more than 5 years in prison. Canton man behind bars accused of attacking his sometime girlfriend, 21-year-old Bryant Jones, arrested Tuesday on warrants charging with counts including aggravated burglary, kidnapping, and rape. Canton police believe he broke into the victim's home while she wasn't there and forced her to stay when she returned. Jones allegedly choked the woman and sexually assaulted her. He lived with the victim last year. The alleged incidents occurred between Sunday and Monday. A two-year sentence for a Sebring man who admitted to inappropriate conduct with a young girl, 37-year-old Bradley Edo, pleaded guilty in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court in November to a count of unlawful sexual conduct with a minor. As part of a plea agreement, charges of sexual battery and importuning were dismissed. Edo must register as a Tier 2 sex offender after his release from prison. The operator of a hazardous waste incinerator in East Liverpool has added a device it believes will improve efficiency and address capacity issues. Heritage Environmental Services says a new shredder was installed at the facility. It's designed to reduce the size and homogenize waste before incineration. Heritage Environmental said it would create a more consistent feed into the kiln. The incinerator was selected in 2023 to dispose of contaminated soil from the East Palestine train derailment. It previously was cited for air quality violations and faced lawsuits over emissions. A second suspect has been arrested in Youngstown's latest homicide. 22-year-old Terry Hopkins charged with complicity to murder. Mahoning County Coroner's Office says 42-year-old Rayshon Graham was pronounced dead Friday after he was found with multiple gunshot wounds at a home on Griselda Avenue. Youngstown police arrested 34-year-old Kenneth Carter Monday. He was arraigned Wednesday in municipal court on a similar complicity count. An investigation is continuing. Two men sentenced in connection with a drug ring linking Puerto Rico, Eastern Ohio, and Western Pennsylvania. 38-year-old John Sanchez Tula of Puerto Rico received 9 years in prison. 33-year-old Glenn Samuels of Newcastle was given a 37-month sentence. The two were among 17 people charged last March in a federal investigation. Investigators say the suspects were involved in a conspiracy to sell cocaine in the Youngstown and Newcastle areas. According to the indictments, those charged would either use the U.S. mail or personally transport drugs from Puerto Rico to the area. Some face up to life in prison. Two men also face firearms charges. Authorities have shut down a suspected illegal massage parlor in Youngstown. Police say the Mahoning Valley Human Trafficking Task Force raided a Belmont Avenue address Tuesday. 54-year-old Jingmei Feng of China was arrested and charged with solicitation and practicing without a license. She was arraigned Wednesday in municipal court. WKBN-TV reports Feng told police she got into the U.S. through the Mexican border and became a sex worker in New York State before seeing an ad saying she could make more money by working out of state. And the following funeral announcements: services pending for 55-year-old Derek Lewis Romine of Alliance, arrangements by Sheriff Sterling Skivalaki.